Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all, and the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley. This Mass is being offered for the Holy Family First Saturday Memorial Mass Intentions.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess.
Almighty God.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. May the splendor of your majesty, O Lord, we pray, shed its light upon our hearts, that we may pass through the shadows of this world and reach the brightness of our eternal home. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard of this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "And Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the first classes I took in seminary was called Ancient Philosophy, and one of the philosophers that we studied was Plato. And Plato believed that the world we interact with is like
a shadow of reality. That when you look at something like a tree, for example, you don't see a tree, you're just getting a glimpse of reality. He called this the realm of the forms that's truly real, rather than the world that we interact with. And to illustrate this philosophy of his, he used this allegory of the cave. So maybe just journey with me a moment into this illustration. Just imagine this enormous cave. And in the deepest, darkest part of this cave, there's people that are chained up head to toe. Since they can't move, all they can see is the cave wall that's in front of them. But on the wall, there's shadows moving around from the light that's cast by the fire burning behind them. And in these shadows, they see outlines of different things, animals, people in shapes. And since this is all they've known, they think what they're seeing is the real thing. When really it's their captors that are just moving puppets in front of the fire behind them to make shadows. This picture is really a picture of a truly tragic existence. These people are so mesmerized by the show in front of them that they're unaware that they're living in a false world. And then Plato asks, what would happen if someone was freed from the cave and brought to the world above? That experience would actually be very uncomfortable. His limbs would be sore from being chained up for so long, and the light from the fire would hurt his eyes. And once his eyes take in the light from the outside, he wouldn't be able to see anything at first. The light of the sun would blind him. But then very slowly, as his eyes adjust, a new world would appear before him. He would see shapes and colors more vibrant than anything he'd ever imagined. He would finally know the real world, not just a world of shadows. While Plato used this allegory of the cave to demonstrate the journey from ignorance to what he called the true philosophy, I bring it up today on this Feast of Epiphany because of the theme that we hear about in our readings and our prayers for this solemnity. We heard about the shining star that the Magi followed to find the Christ child. In the second reading, St. Paul referenced the light that shone and knocked him to the ground on his road to Damascus, that moment of his revelation. And our first reading from the prophet Isaiah began with the words, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." He continues, "See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory." Before Christ entered our lives, we lived in darkness. We were bound in chains, head to toe, by our captor, the devil, who deceived us by giving us counterfeits of what's really real, true, and beautiful. Because of original sin, we misunderstood ourselves, others in the world. We didn't even know it, but God has come to rescue us. Jesus has brought us into the light. Right? A life that was just two-dimensional and meaningless has now become vibrant and full of meaning. By coming into the world, Jesus has sanctified creation, and as God, he's also showed that there's something beyond this world. There's the natural, which is real, but there's also the supernatural. When we live for heaven, our lives can take on an eternal significance. Jesus, who is the light of the world, has rescued us from darkness and brought us into his own wonderful light. That's something that the Magi recognize today in the gospel. And what is their response? They offer him the very best that they have: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They bring to this baby gifts fit for a king, because they see that this is no ordinary baby boy. This is the Son of God. In fact, the only other time when these three gifts are mentioned in the scriptures, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, is in the Song of Songs, in reference to King Solomon, who in that love poem is described as the bridegroom who pursues his bride. So as the wise men lay down their gifts before the newborn king, do him homage, we see in Jesus our bridegroom king who pursues us out of his love for us. And what about us? How do we give the Lord our very best? Well, first, like the Magi, we need to recognize Jesus as our Savior, to allow him to rescue us from sin, not to be content with living in a world of shadows, but to live in the light, which may for a time bring temporary discomfort, but ultimately will lead to our freedom. And then we do him homage, which we do every time that we come to Mass, or if we can't physically come to a church, to make that time on Sunday to worship him as we kneel before a king who is truly present in the Holy Eucharist. So may we worship the Lord Jesus today with all that we have, in gratitude for shining his light upon our lives. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God, with confidence in God's goodness, let us offer our prayers this day.
For our Holy Father, may God strengthen him as he leads the church in proclaiming the gospel to all people. Let us pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, may God grant them wisdom to serve and follow Jesus as their true King. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who hunger and thirst for justice, may God bring to fulfillment all that they long for. Let us pray to the Lord. For all gathered here, may the Lord make our light shine brightly to lead many to Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are homebound or experiencing illness of mind, body, or spirit, may the spirit of the Magi bring you peace, comfort, and joy, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, as they served God on earth, may he grant them eternal happiness in his heavenly kingdom, especially Kenneth Orr Sr. and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, hear and answer our prayers in your divine wisdom. We ask through Christ our Lord.
This is Christ the King.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, we pray, O Lord, our offerings in honor of the appearing of your only begotten Son and the first fruits of the nations, that to you praise may be rendered and eternal salvation be ours, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, and all those who hold him to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you the sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, eternal with you in glory, appeared in a human body, truly sharing our flesh, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cleodet, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas, and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
He proclaimed your death, O Lord, and professed your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you are pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of our high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away the sins of
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, let us pray. Renewed by sacred nourishment, we implore your mercy, O Lord, that the star of your justice may shine always bright in our minds, and that our true treasure may ever consist in our confession of you, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May God, who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, pour out in kindness his blessing upon you, and make your hearts firm in faith, hope, and charity. And since in all confidence you follow Christ, who today appeared in the world as a light shining in darkness, may God make you too a light for your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And so when your pilgrimage is ended, may you come to him whom the Magi sought as they followed the star, and whom they found with great joy, the light from light, who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Sees the glory of a star that pierced the night, as we tell the wondrous story, we are bathed in radiant light. Stars sent forth from highest heaven, dancing light of God's design, shine upon the gift that's given, Word made flesh, now born in time. Every tongue shall sing the praises of his birth in deepest night. He is healing for the ages. He is Christ, our God's delight. He proclaims within his being all our hopes, our great desires. He shall die to rise, redeeming all who follow with their lives.
Merry Christmas. On behalf of the clergy and the staff who make the Outreach Mass available, on behalf of the Diocese of Lansing, may God bless and keep you and your families and loved ones in this holy season. If you wish to help the Outreach Mass to stay on the air for the new year to come, please consider sending checks payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generous support. May God bless and keep you in this new year to come, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.